Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here on this Wednesday morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this. It's the Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 24th. It gets underway at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. The sale includes 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. The sale also features 80 yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more sale information, contact Mike or Annie Switzer at 580-488-3889 or go online at www.quartermastercreek.com.
Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation, Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, well, Tom, finally get to talk about some fairly decent news. Cattle futures had a real nice day at the end of the day yesterday.
They sure did, Dave. The hard thing is explain exactly why. We saw the complex open with a mixed trade yesterday. Then it turned positive. Then it shot higher and allowed triple-digit gains to take place across the entire cattle complex. February and April live cattle actually closed up the $3 limit, which means today live cattle daily limits will expand to $4.50. There was no fresh price bullish news to go along with that higher close that took place yesterday. It appeared to be more technical than anything and possibly influenced somewhat by maybe the higher Dow market that we saw yesterday. Now, we saw choice box beef down 80 cents yesterday. Select boxes were down $3.63 on a total movement of 111 loads. The cattle slaughter, 108,000 head. The cash feeder index was up a penny. And just also to add to the bearishness as far as news out there, we saw most of the cash cattle trade last week anywhere from $2 to $3 lower. So it's a little hard to justify the upside took place in our cattle. We did see April live cattle $3 higher yesterday. March feeders up $4.47, and April lean hogs 22 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, it looks like cattle futures, as far as improvement, didn't stop right there. We had another nice day on the grains yesterday. The wheat, the corn, soybeans all significantly higher.
That's exactly right. We saw the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all trade mostly positive, and they closed today also. There was no price support from the weekly export inspection numbers that took place yesterday. The NOPA soybean crush numbers were price negative. The upside was attributed to fund short covering, and trading overnight has been mixed, but currently is negative as March KC wheat's down 2 cents, March corn's down a quarter of a penny, March soybeans a penny and a quarter lower, the March cotton is down 20 points, March crude oil 87 cents higher, the March S&P is up 14 points, the March dollar index is 3 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures 108 points higher.
Tom, now, if folks want more information from you, how can they get that?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.